morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. When the praises go up, blessings come down. We say good morning to you this morning and just thanking God that we are here another day in his presence. It is Faithful Friday, Fantastic Friday, whatever it is that you want to put in front of Friday. But just know that God got us here on today, and we are just so grateful and so thankful that we are in his presence. We thank you again for joining us this morning at our executive meeting where we put God first, where we receive his daily bread, his daily manna, and the living waters where we shall not thirst anymore. And I'm just grateful this morning again for the new mercies, for the new beginning, for the opportunity to leave yesterday in the past and start a newness on today with the expectation of greatness, with an anticipation that something different, something miraculous can change in my life on today. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm most of all thankful that God saw and loved me enough to say, you woke up this morning in this number, because there's so many that's not waking up all over this land. But guess what? All of us right now that's on this line, we are in the presence of the Lord. No matter where you're at on in this earth, God's land, we are on one accord, and that is in his presence. So we are going to be grateful and have an attitude of gratitude today and just thank God for each and everything that may come across our mind. Just give him a praise. Just thank him. Just have a thankful attitude. If you have a thankful attitude, you cannot do anything better than be praising the Lord. It all comes up, comes in on one thing, praising the Lord. And I'm going to praise him for the rest of my life, no matter what it is, how it is, and where and when it is. I'm going to praise him because, as I said on yesterday, it is one of my weapons that I know that as long as I'm praising the Lord, I don't have any room for all the other different distractions that come in my life. So when all of those diabolical forces are coming in my way, see, when they see me praising, when they see me jumping around, when they see me clapping or just raising my voice, it confuses them. It scatters them. And I'm going to keep doing it because I realize that God is on my side and he is never going to leave me nor forsake me. So why wouldn't I praise him? Come on, somebody. I don't care where you at right now. Just give God a hallelujah, a thank you, and tell him he is worthy to be praised. So guess what? He is. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Will you please bring us in prayer this morning?
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, saints. It's an awesome day to praise the Lord. No matter what's going on in your life, whatever you're facing, oh God, you praise God. He will always, always, always be there for you. He will never leave you and never forsake you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. As I decrease in me, oh God, and increase in you, oh God. We thank you, God, for God bringing us the strength of the day, oh God. For just waking us up today, oh God, and waking us up and giving us another opportunity, God. To love you, God, to seek your face, God, to commune with you, God. To fellowship with you, God, to commune together, God. To let the world know, God, that you are, that you are the one true and living God, God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the day, oh God, like never before, oh God. You've given us strength, oh God, in you, oh God. Helping us to remind us, God, that the dependence of you, oh God, is to seek you, oh God, is for the fellowship of our life, God. Not for you, not just for you on this planet, oh God. For our afterlife in heaven, oh, with you, oh God. We thank you, God, for becoming more perfect through your image, oh God. We allowing ourselves, God, to become better people here on earth, oh God. This is meaning the righteous God is adding to our life, oh God. It's you, God, adding the righteous to our
power, God, through our life, oh God. You never can never left us or forsaken us, God. Or never came, your word has never came back void, God. We thank you, God. As we ran in our step, oh God, we cannot help to be better people here on earth, oh God, so we can be pleasing to you, oh God. To God, the Lord, oh God. May my eyes, God, be trained upon your heaven, oh God. Striving to become more and more every day like you, oh God. You're the only God and Son, oh God. And this, oh God, grant me strength, oh Lord. For I know righteousness, God. For God, now I know righteousness. I know virtue, God. And bliss, oh God, will follow me whenever I walk in your name, oh God. In your name, in Jesus' light, oh God. And thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. It is in this prayer, Lord, that I ask you to safeguard me from the place within, to safeguard me, God, wherever I go. No matter what I do, God, no matter what we're going through, oh God, you continue to do these things, oh God, no matter how we are, oh God. You continue, God, to bless, oh God, and cover us, no matter, God, no matter what we're going through, God. Even though our body may fail us at time, oh God, but we may continue to push, God, and praise you, God, and seek your name, God, and love you, God, and never fail in seeking you, oh God, with never turning our backs on you like never before, God. I will continue, God, as quickly as tomorrow, God. We would love you, God, and would love you, God, like never before, oh God, seeking your presence like never before, oh God, as we turn our life over to you, all, giving you us our all, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day like never before, oh God, as we continue, God, to walk into boldness, God, with the everlasting strength that you continue to pour in us, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for continuing, God, to love us, God, when we didn't love ourselves, God, and loving you, God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. It is in your name I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Amen, amen, and amen, oh God.
Amen, amen. Listen, saints, we have had a very, I don't know about you all, but I've enjoyed every topic that came across the airwaves this week. God was truly speaking to us. He was really pouring out some wisdom, giving some, just making some life changes things. You know, we see things, we learn things, we hear things certain ways, and we grasp hold to that. But it's just time for a true change. It's time for us to be in a place where we're open and we're able to receive the true unadulterated word of God. Because if you can't learn and you can't receive it, or not even you can't, you choose not to learn. You choose not to receive it. It keeps you into a place where it keeps you in a place of darkness, really. And then when you do hear it, it's like, oh wow. And I'm just telling you right now, we need to be in a place in asking God to change us, to open up the channels, to open up, to reveal to us some things that have just been hidden from us. But you have to ask God. You have to ask him. You have to let him know that I'm in a season, Lord, that I'm ready to know. I'm in a season, Lord, where I'm not willing to just stay into the same place. We have to open our mouths. We have to let him know, Father, put me in that place. Let me know, Father God, where I need to go. Who do I need to tune into, Father? Because I want to know you. I want to know you. And see, a lot of people feel like, you know, you hear us. We say you have to meditate on the Lord. You have to, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to do in order to get to where you need to be in your Christian walk. But one of them is you have to speak. You have to just really ask God to show you. You have to take all of those blockers away and get out of the way of worrying about what other people are going to say. Sometimes when I sit and I talk to the older Christians in my life, like my mom and my aunts and different things, and we start talking about scriptures and stuff, and I share some of the learnings with them, it's like the yielding go up, because we get so caught up on tradition. And this is why people, it's so many differences as it relates to the Bible. But that's why you have to go to God and ask him to give you the understanding. You have to understand the word of God. You have to ask the Holy Spirit for the revelation. See, we get into a system, or just a system in itself, where we want to remember things. You get into a system where you, everything is, I'm just going to remember this. But it's nothing better than knowing and understanding. And I don't even know why I'm going this way this morning, but I'm going to sit and tell you this. When you know, when God gives you the revelation of a word, and you understand what that word is saying, and you know what that word is saying, and the light bulb come on, it's okay to share it. It's okay to share what you have heard, and it's okay to tell people that this is the revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me. And then when you go back and you look at the scriptures, it's like, it was there. It was there. But you have to put some time. You have to get into the study and the word. You have to get into a place of meditation. So many of us pick the book up for 10 seconds or 5 minutes and feel like, okay, it's enough. Some of us have the word inside of us. Some of us, scripture could just come back to our mind. And some of us, God said, and you make time for the Lord. And so what I'm saying this morning is we need to first make God our first priority. There's never too much in the day, too much in the night where you cannot stop and give God some time. Because when you give him that time, there may be days or that you're going on in your life that you might not have hours and 2 hours or 30 minutes to sit before him. But guess what? Like I said, it's already down poured in you. But we have to. It's a must to put him first. I had a conversation yesterday, and a person told me, oh, my life is just so busy. I got to go back before the Lord now and start and ask him to give me a time or set aside a time for me to start studying and meditating on his word. And I'm getting to a season now where I'm just getting so bold. And I said, did you hear what you just said to me? You have to go to the word, to God, and ask God to give you a time to put him first in your life. I said, you have to depend on God to do that. I said, don't you have enough? Haven't God put enough inside of you? Does not God wake you up in the morning? Do God not provide your needs? And I just went on down the list, and Saints, that was just so crazy to me, because I don't see where I have to pray to God and tell him to make a schedule for me to meet with him. I don't understand that. No, I may not have all time in my life to sit and just read the word, but what about praising him? What about praying without ceasing? What about just simply worshiping him where you're at? Why would I sit and ask God to set a schedule for me when he's with me all the time? All I was sitting and telling the person was that you dedicate some time to the Lord. I don't care if it means that you need to wake up a little bit earlier. When you get on this broadcast every morning, it may be a sacrifice for some of you, but you're getting up. You're making time for the Lord. You're putting him first. You may be in Africa where it's 12 p.m. It may be your lunch break. It may be a time that you just have to put something in your, but you are making time for the Lord. I just thought that was the most craziest thing. Yes, we have a busy life. God is the person that has given us this life. We should never be into a place where we have to sit and go to the Lord and tell him, you give me a schedule as to when
you want me to praise your name. You give me a schedule as to when you want me to study your word. You give me a schedule as to when you want me to just pray, to praise you and worship you. To be inside of you. If the Holy Spirit is abiding in you, it should be inside of you. It should be inside of you. I know sometimes I have little off the wall. It's job related. Conversations with First Lady, and a situation may come up, and a scripture is going to come with. We had a situation one time. She said, "You don't have because you don't ask." You know, it's little things like that. When, you know, the scripture is inside of you and a situation come up and you're able to sit and say, you know what, let me go ask this situation. Let me ask about this to see if a change can take place. Something that you may think is impossible in the natural, but the word of God says that we don't have because we don't ask. And you use that scripture pops up in the midst of a situation. And because that scripture pops up, it's because it is inside of her. It was inside her conscious, her subconscious. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, this is your answer. This is your answer. But see, that answer came because the Holy Spirit was residing. That answer came because of her reading or understanding and knowing that if we do this, if we put that situation into action, that it was going to come and it was going to make a change in the situation. And this is what I'm trying to say to you all today. It's time for us to meditate on the word of God. And we've had this conversation before. You may not have time to sit and read the Bible, but it's audio. You can get an audio version of the Bible. There are things that you can do to show God that, Father, I'm trying to learn. I'm in a place. I'm striving. And I'm striving to make a difference in my life. I want to know who you are. I want to know your truth. I want to hear the revelation. So when the revelations come, you won't be in a place where you like Scooby-Doo shaking your head. You'll understand what God is trying to say to you in this point in time, in this moment in time, because God is setting those up. Hear what I'm saying. He's setting those up that's ready to move and move with him. And what I'm seeing in this day and time, he's moving mightily. He's moving very swiftly. He's moving. And for those that want to go, and no matter who you are, he's giving you an opportunity to get it right. This is why his words of wisdom, his godly counsel is coming over the airways to you. This is why he has come. He is not just national, in the nation, this nation, he's in the international waters as well, bringing forth a people, a person that's speaking his truth and unadulterated word to help you get into a place. So when he get ready to move, you are in that swift, that suddenly movement with him. It's not going to be one of those things that you see this quick thing pass by and you wondering what it was. You will know. You don't have to wonder because you are in the number. It is time for us, God, as our first priority. We sit. I sit. I'm never leaving myself out of the number. Always praying and asking God for a movement in my life when I'm sitting and giving him things half-heartedly, when I should be giving him things wholeheartedly. And I don't know, and I can't put my mouth on other people, but I know that God has just been so good to me that I cannot think or I cannot fathom without going to bed, without giving him his praises, without spending some time in his word. And if I fail, if I fall short of that, I'm going to get up the next morning earlier to
Hey, God bless you all. I think Susan, Evangelist Sicko, you know, we're losing a Sicko with her. Hopefully she'll get back right. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We're losing the signal from Evangelist Nita. She's starting to fade away. Amen. Amen. As she probably hang up and try to call back in to get a better reception through her phone line. Amen. But I want to share this little piece with you all, amen, because, you know, one thing about the Lord, you know, he is good. And one thing about the Holy Ghost, amen. And first of all, greetings to all our partners and listeners, and we just thank God for each and every one of you, amen. And we just thank God for you all. Evangelist, you probably need to hang up and redial back in to see if you could get a better signal to jump back in, because you've been – you don't fade out. Amen. Your phone line don't fade out bit time. Amen. So one thing that I love and the thing about God, amen, you know, to our partners and listeners, when the Holy Ghost come inside of you, one thing that I really learned, amen, and it just took me some time to learn, that do have the Holy Ghost. You know, people do have the Holy Ghost. And the reason why I'm sharing emphasis on that people really do have the Holy Ghost, and I'm really emphasizing it, amen, because the simple reason why, you know, because we begin to identify the acts of an individual, you know, especially the church, we will identify the acts of the people if they see or judge if they have it or not, amen. I understand that different characteristics, and this topic right here, or this teaching, is going to help many of you. I understand the different characteristics of the example of the Holy Ghost manifestation. Okay, we got two different things, amen. We got one is the Holy Spirit manifestation. Then we have another one, the Holy Spirit live inside of you. Okay, and we begin to get these two areas mixed up, amen, and the body of Christ. And it's not the people is at fault. I just think because of leadership of the teaching of leaders, amen, to teach the congregation, they get them mixed up. Then we begin to have a judgmental eye pertaining to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost and what is not the Holy Ghost, amen? And one thing I tell people, I stick with the gospel. I can care if you don't agree or disagree, you best believe I can begin to extract the word of God through the Bible. I can extract the word of God through the Bible, and that's I'm a firm believer. So we got two areas. We got the Holy Ghost manifestation and the Holy Ghost that lives in you. Amen? There's two areas. One area, amen, the body of Christ, my God, is used to. And used to trying to see, identify, and everything. That's 1 Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. When it talks about when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and it talks about these different signs, amen, of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Now, watch this. The Bible declares, and the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. What Spirit? Amen. Well, the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord. It's the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord. So many people don't get this messed up if they don't operate, if folks don't operate in the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord, they feel as though they don't have the Holy Ghost. Okay, now the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord is that other part that I was just sharing, where it needs to live in you. It needs to be a part of you, amen? It has to live inside of you. Okay, so many times many people don't have the fruit because the fruit doesn't live in them, but they do have the characteristics of the fruits of the Spirit. Now, the characteristic is something that, you know, that's your character for certain things that happen, certain tragedies, certain things. It's almost like they move from one place to the next place, and they done got this place and that place from that place. So, in other words, one incident to the next incident. Amen? So they pass this incident. So, but they end up selling the next incident. Amen? These people have the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost, it got two things. We're going to have manifestation where it manifests out of you, or we have where it makes residence in you. It lives in you. Now, the manifestation, it goes in operation. Amen? You have the operation where the First Corinthians talks about the signs and wonders when the Spirit or the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Amen? That's manifestation. Now we have one that where it makes residence in you. Okay, we don't want to get into the manifestation. Many people can identify, okay, that's the Holy Ghost, because they recognize the manifestation. That's been taught so much, amen, of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, amen? They recognize that. But what about the area do the Holy Ghost live in you? Now, watch this. Many people begin to judge folks about pertaining to their act. You know, you got peoples of God, you got different ones, and all this kind of stuff here. And we begin to, when they begin to act out of order, or what we consider out of order, what happened is, amen, we begin to judge them as if they don't have the Spirit of God in them. Now, a person can have the Spirit of God in them and still be acting out of order. Ask me how. I'm glad you did, Asia. I'm glad you did, my God Almighty, Nigeria. How is that possible, Pastor? Well, this is how it's possible. The Holy Ghost could still be in you, but it doesn't mean it makes residence inside of you. You're the one that give it residence by your action, by your submission, by you humbling. Okay, but it still could be in you, but you can suppress. You can disobey. You can ignore the Holy Ghost. You can ignore it. You can suppress it. You can disobey it. Amen? That doesn't mean it's not with you. And this is where the church has to understand and get some balance at. That doesn't mean, when you know, a lot of times, pretty much everybody on this line, you can talk about moments where you're going to get ready to act up, but you have that voice to say, no, no, just calm down, just relax. Just relax. Amen. But they keep pushing your button. Then you hack up. Amen. So what you just did, you ignore the Holy Spirit advice because it was trying to lead you and it was trying to guide you out of a situation that it could be a bigger mess than what it is. Amen. But that doesn't mean that you don't have the Holy Ghost. That means your flesh or your submission. And this is the people that really are in north and have all, they have a problem with submission. They have a problem with submission. They have a problem, and they also have a problem being redirected and recorrected. Amen? They have correction issues. Somebody going to try to correct them about different things, you probably, they're getting their feelings on you. Amen? And then the people that have a problem with submitting to what's right pertaining to the Holy Ghost. And it looks like that they don't have or possess the Holy Spirit. And this is where the confusion really gets up. People can have it and still oppressed. You have the Spirit of God, right? Evangeline was just teaching about, you know, giving praise, getting up, being obedient, different things, and prayer, and spending some time. Meaning people, because you don't spend time with him, that doesn't mean you don't have him. Amen? That doesn't mean you don't have him. Amen? Your disobedience, my God, your disobedience brings forth consequences on your life, but it doesn't separate the relationship that you have. I hope I'm teaching good this morning. Amen? My God, your disobedience. Amen? Even if the Bible talks about it. The Bible said, put it as this. I'm married to the backslider. I'm married to the backslider. slider. Amen. So in other words, your disobedience or what caused you to slide back is not going to affect our relationship. But it doesn't mean you don't have me. Is I'm teaching good to somebody? Amen. My God. Because we begin to fall in these different places when things are happening in our life, when things begin to we begin to back off, we call ourselves getting weak and different things like that, and we have these enemy playing tricks on us, amen. And because of incorrect teaching, amen, it pretty much take us into a deeper slump, amen. It doesn't mean. Amen. It doesn't mean because you didn't have a relationship with someone or a good relationship with someone doesn't mean that the relationship with the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost has ended. But many people, this is what they do. They overpower. They overpower the Holy Ghost. They ignore the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. They ignore it. They show fruits of the Spirit sometimes. Amen. They sometimes when it comes to the fruit or the characteristics of the Spirit. What means sometime? Well, whenever it fits for them. They might not be in the mood today, so they ain't going to show the fruits of the Spirit. They might be in the mood today. Well, they're going to show the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. It's sometime. It doesn't live with them, but it is a part of them or with them. They have to, you have to make it a way of life. That's one of the core values of the kingdom. Amen. You have to make it a way of life. And so many people don't make it a way of life. They make it a part of them. They don't wear it, amen. They just make sure they can carry it. They want it, but they don't wear it, amen. You have to wear it. It's a way of life, amen. And this is where the confusion gets at, amen. But it doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Ghost. It means you could be disobedient to the Holy Ghost. You could ignore the Holy Ghost. You could suppress. And there's so many people, they have the Holy Ghost, but they disobedient. They ignore. They have the fruits that they have the Spirit of God with them, but they still disobedient to the Spirit of God. They ignore the Spirit of God. Instructions that God tell you. God tell you don't get this way. Every believer on here, you best believe that God gave you warning before you done got caught up into some stuff. But your will or you, my God, your human spirit overpower the direction and the voice of God. Because why? Some of you probably just didn't agree with it. I don't agree with that. Oh, no, I can't get with that, Pastor. Oh, no, I can't get with that one. No, I don't agree with that one. And you don't got yourself caught up into some stuff. You won't believe how many people that God had me to warn, said, don't go that way, don't go that way. And they, I hear the. Then they get caught up into some stuff, amen? So you can overpower. Because why? The Spirit of God is not there to control you. It's not there to overpower your will. Why? Because the foundation of the kingdom is made upon choices. It's your choice. And God will never take your choice away. Amen? Many people, that's religion teaching. Religion teach as God done took your choice away. And this is what you have to do. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to serve him. That's your choice. You don't have to submit to him. That's your choice. You don't have to obey him. That's your choice. You don't have to work for him. That's your choice. It's your choice that you made certain decisions. And to go back to the teacher I was sharing with yesterday. So since it's your choice, consequences will come with different things that you done made. It could be blessings, or it could be something that is going to bring judgment on your life. It's consequences. Because why? You signed up for it. You signed up for it. And this is where the believers, amen, really have to understand. So, you know, you don't have to look at sister or Reverend, I can't mess with y'all. Y'all fake. Y'all phony. They ain't fake. They ain't phony. They really do love God. They really do have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost a part of them. But they disobedient to the Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Amen. They suppress the voice. They disobedient to the voice. They let their human spirit or their human voice that is trapped in them, that is in their mind, amen, to overpower the voice of God. That doesn't mean, amen, they phony. They ain't phony. They just got issues. Amen. They got issues to where they have to learn how to humble themselves and submit and listen to somebody. Amen. So that's what it is. So I hope that really helped gave some nuggets in your back pocket. And really when you some of you when you begin to engage into Christians and your fellow colleagues and your brother and sister, you don't begin to look at them sideways, you know. You can really see who they really are pertaining to their walk with Christ. That doesn't mean they fake. That doesn't mean they phony. That doesn't mean all that kind of stuff. Amen. God is not going to, listen, you got to be willing to change your clothes. Many people say, God changed my clothes. God is not going to do it. Amen. You have to be willing. He'll have the outfit for you, but you're going to have to take off the old, begin to wash yourself, then put on to the new. He'll have the outfit. He'll, what does Scripture declare? I supply your every need. He's going to make sure you have the outfit, you have the soap, you have the water, you have everything to wash and put on a new garment. He's going to have everything for you. Now, you have to be the one to make the choice to begin to get the new outfit. Y'all hear me? Amen? So we have to understand that. We have to understand that at the end of the day, and this is the place to where I accept people for who they are. I accept people for who they are. You know, if you're not going to submit to the Holy Ghost, or you're not going to submit to the Spirit of the Lord, or you're not going, and you're going to rebel to the Spirit of the Lord, or rebel to the Holy Ghost, and I'm talking about the ones that say they got it, they hear it, they be talking to him, he talked back to me, and all that kind of stuff there, and you able to go and rebel and do all this nonsense, my God, to the Spirit of God, I'm pretty sure if he's talking to you, he's going to redirect you or re-instruct you pertaining to you doing things out of the will of the Lord. So, Pastor, I want to let you know something. If they're going to do things out of the will of the Lord, amen, and not listen to the Holy Ghost, I want to let you know, save your voice, save your prayers, because at the end of the day, they ain't going to listen to you. And my God, can't get an amen on that one, but that's okay. They ain't going to listen to you. So we have to understand. And once you really come to that place to understand that it's a manifestation, because somebody can manifest the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that doesn't mean they possess it. That doesn't mean it. That means the Holy Ghost is what? It's with them. Amen? Regardless of whatever occasion, whatever happened, it manifests. So as soon as they leave out that platform, amen, because they just possessed it, but it doesn't live inside of them, but they just possessed it at that moment, they're going back, flipping and dipping and sliding and do what they want to do. I had to learn that, amen. I learned that at a very young spiritual age when I seen so much of stuff pertaining to in leadership. But I had to learn that, amen. And the Holy Ghost used individuals mightily. But when they come out, amen, because why? It doesn't live inside of them. Somebody could manifest the Holy Ghost, but that doesn't mean the Holy Ghost lives inside of them, amen. Somebody could have the Holy Ghost, but that doesn't mean the Holy Ghost is residence inside of them. That's why you could get someone, they could be speaking in tongues and praying, and they're going in. Amen. They're going in. They're truly going in. They're going in. They're truly in intercessor prayer. They're truly in the deep area of prayer. Amen. And they're truly in prayer. But when they come out of prayer, they got some issues. Oh, my goodness. And what we church people call, oh, man, look at that devil. They did all that, and they ain't get delivered from the devil. They ain't, no, that's their ways. Amen? And they need to get delivered from their ways, but it's something that they have to recognize and see. It doesn't mean that they don't have a relationship with God. It doesn't mean they don't possess something. It means that they overpower their flesh, or their human spirit is overpowering the fruits of the Spirit, the will of God, and the instruction and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. That's what it's doing. So we have to understand it. And we understand that we'll begin to accept people for who they are. We'll begin to love them, because it's nothing that you could do to change. You got to understand, you can only go so far with people by teaching them and giving them words and encouragement and just giving them things that you could just pour into them and teach them. But you cannot make change if they don't want to change. You cannot make people to see themselves if they're not ready to see themselves. You cannot do it. Amen? Understand that. Accept who they are. And certain season, you probably have to let that person go ahead and be who they are, way over there. Amen? It's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean you don't got the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean you don't got the fruits of the Spirit. The Bible declares that. Amen? The Bible, even God will just cast you over. He'll turn you over, reprimand your mind. He'll cast you away. All that kind of stuff. And when you don't come to yourself, amen, like the prodigal son, then come back with some good sense, amen, then God could begin to work with you. Until then, you just going to have to understand that. And I had to learn that, thanks of God, that it doesn't mean people don't got the Spirit of God or don't have the Holy Ghost. It means that they're rebellious to the Spirit of God. They don't listen to the instruction of God. They suppress the Spirit. And if they're going to do that with the Spirit of God, guess what? They're going to do that with you as well. Let's see if Evangelist got her line back right. Evangelist, are you good? Oh, no, she,
She done zoomed out, everybody. I think her line, she ain't even locked in. I don't think she knows she's not on, amen? But we have to understand that, amen? And when we really understand that, and we really capture that moment, amen, and we'll truly understand that the Spirit of God, amen, the Spirit of God dwells with what? All men. In the last days, watch this, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Can I say that again to somebody? In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon who? Upon who? No, just for the church people. No, just for the people that pray 24 hours. No, just for the people that go faithfully to church. No, just for the people that go faithful, just being faithful to prayer. Now, all the scripture declares upon what? All flesh. Amen? It declares upon all flesh. And we have to understand that. And if we really trust me, amen, you're going to really get into a place with God. And you're going to get into a place, amen, to where you begin to understand God's people and understand what God has for them. Amen? And when you be able to get into that place, you can understand people. This is why I'm able to accept people. I'm able to tell people, it doesn't matter what they've done, what they said, how they've been, whatever, because why? I understand, not them, but I understand the Holy Ghost. Y'all hear me up in here. I understand the Holy Ghost. And when you begin to understand the Holy Ghost, you'll begin to find and you'll begin to understand who? People, amen. People that is connected or people that is in the spirit realm, you'll be able to understand them. You cannot understand people through the natural. You know, you have to understand if people are saved, sanctified, and if you save and sanctify, you have to understand people through the Spirit. Amen? Because why? You're not a part of the world. So if you're not part of the world, you have to understand people through where? Through the Spirit. And I want to challenge you all to try. I want to challenge you all to really take a look and really examine and try to really examine your life. And are you suppressing the Holy Ghost? Are you being disobedient? Amen? Are you being rebellious to the Spirit of God? Amen? And this is for everyone that says they hear them. The Spirit of the Lord talks to me. The Spirit of the Lord show me this and show me that. Trust me, if the Spirit of the Lord show you all that good stuff and show you all kinds of bad stuff or demons and spirits and stuff pertaining to people, trust me, the Spirit of the Lord is also trying to show you about you, because that's the first thing before it starts dealing with you about anything else, it gets you together, amen, and trust me, and if it ain't dealing with you often, amen, often throughout your day, often throughout your week, you are suppressing or you are ignoring the Spirit of God, because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. It's areas in your life that God don't need to focus on another call for you. He don't need to focus on to try to show you that who got a jealousy issue, who don't like you, who is your enemy that's ready to stab you. Baby, let me tell you something. When you cover up under the blood, I don't walk around to find out who don't like me. I don't walk around find out who what the next backstabbing going to come in at. I don't give a care about none of that stuff, because at the end of the day, when you cover up under the blood and up under the shadows of the Most High, you don't have to worry about that stuff. Only thing I worry about, just staying in the will of God. God, I don't want to miss your direction. I don't want to miss your voice. Amen. If you say move, I want to make sure I'm on time. I want to make sure my movement is swift. My movement is quick. I'm not delaying. I'm not procrastinating. I need to be focused. You need to be focused where? In the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just thank God, my God, and he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen? Amen. I just give God the glory. Amen. So understand that. I hope that was a teaching to really help you to really look at yourself and really don't look at people sideways. Amen? Stop looking at church people sideways, because they got an attitude and they rolling their head at you and all that. My God, that doesn't mean they fake. That doesn't mean they phony. What that means that they got some suppression and rebellion. They got some ways that the Spirit of God been trying to help them to get delivered from that they ain't trying to listen to them, and they ain't obedient to them. And that's all it is. Amen. But it doesn't mean that. So we got to stop trying to put people in different categories. Amen. That's a religious eye. We're not here to have a religious eye. We're here to have a kingdom eye. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for you all. Hopefully, Evangelist, she'll be back on. No, that's next week. Today is Friday. Amen. Please join in with us on Sunday. amen, at 11 a.m., amen, right here on this line for our worship service. Until then, it'll be Monday, amen, but we'll be back on at 7. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Remember, tell your people, at some point in your life, I'm pretty sure you're depressed, you've been rebellious, the Holy Ghost. Still, he told you to get up in prayer, but you didn't get up and pray. Amen. And you as well. God bless all of you. We'll see you Sunday morning.